Hey guys, and welcome to A Little Bit of Everything. I'm your host, Isha, and together we'll talk about everything from mental health and growing up in the 21st century to books, music, and what I've been loving in the week. Together, we'll discuss the little bits of everyday life, and hopefully, I become your go-to source for a little bit of everything. Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to A Little Bit of Everything. Hi. Hello, I have been dead for the past month. Like, I have not been consistent with this podcast thing at all, which is freaking hilarious because I just started, so I don't even have any excuses, but I'm going to try to give you excuses anyways. I feel so terrible. Like, when I started this podcast thing, I was like, you know, I'm 100% committed. I know I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to give this time. I'm going to give it attention. And I tried. I did. But then, like, I hit the fourth week of classes and things got so crazy, especially because I'm a junior right now. So I'm kind of like trying to look for a job, which is just like a whole nother rant, which like just waiting to be given. Don't even get me started. But anyways, I've just been really stressed out. And I felt super guilty about not posting anything or recording anything because I'm like, just commit to it, Isha. Like, just be consistent. You said you would do it. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'm back. And I would just also like to say, I didn't expect anyone to notice that I just hadn't posted for a while. But I've gotten, like, a surprising number of texts from people that I don't know or, like, people who just listen in. And that's made me feel so, like, happy and really feel like what I'm doing here kind of sort of matters. So, yeah, thank you so much for reaching out to me if you did. I am back and I am here to tell you that I'm here to stay. This 4-week sabbatical thing is not going to happen again. I also feel like the last time we spoke, I picked up a topic that I really didn't want to do that much, which was the whole like college counselor, oh, like, let me tell you how to do college as an international student. I don't know, I was just like not feeling the topic, and then I just didn't feel like recording, and things got really busy. But anyways, that's in the past. I am back. I am going to try to be more regular and serious about my post schedule, also because I feel like I just really enjoy doing this. Like, I really enjoy talking. Like, if you can't tell, I love talking. And if it's something useful, then I like it even more. So, with that being said, let's get into this week's episode. Okay, I'm gonna be 100% straight with you. I do not have any content planned for this episode. Usually I do. I like sit down with a whole list of ideas that I want to talk about and what I want to say. But this week, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, I've wanted to record an episode again for so long, and I've just wanted to go with the flow and just see how that works out. It's not like I don't know what I want to talk about, but I just haven't planned it out, so it's going to be more free-flowing, if you will. So, let me start off by giving y'all bitches a story time. I have been obsessed with Among Us. I know this game is all the talk right now, and I wish I was getting sponsored. Please sponsor me. Just also anyone sponsor me. But Among Us especially, dude, the amount of time I spend on this freaking game is unmatched, and it's so problematic. Let me give you like a whole, okay, this is like an interesting story time. Not really, but we'll make it interesting. Okay, so last week, it's Monday as I'm recording this. And so last week, on Saturday, I was chilling and hanging out by myself, living my best life. And my friends texted me and they're like, hey, we're playing Among Us online. Do you want to hop on? And I was like, what's that? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. And then I was like, whatever. I'll just like join them because friends, I miss them. Hello. And I went online and they're like, okay, Ash, like, here's the game. Let's play. And the first few rounds, I was like, no, like, I don't want to play this. Not whatever. But then I started playing it more and more and I was obsessed. Cut to Monday morning, I'm waking up, and the first thing I do in bed is pull up, like, Twitch streams of these gamers playing Among Us, which were, like, 2 hours long, and, like, my whole morning routine, like, well, having my breakfast or like whatever, I was watching a live stream, which was such a waste of time and so problematic. So I was like, okay, let me just stop watching these videos because it's really consuming a lot of time. So I stopped doing that. And then I started playing Among Us online with random people, and I was just living my best life. And that wouldn't be a problem, except I had 3 midterms last week, which are a whole nother story time. Maybe I can tell you that story next. And so I've wasted my whole week being obsessed with Among Us. I've been playing with my friends every single day for the last week. And here's the deal, okay? All of us are in different time zones. Like, one of my friends is in Australia. Some of them are in the States. Some of them are in India. So, like, we, like, were all awake at, like, 2 a.m. playing straight for, like, 4 or 5 hours with the same group of people. Like, I don't know how we're not sick of each other. Or we probably are, we just want to play. It's pathetic, like, how involved and obsessed I've been with that game. So if you haven't played it, maybe you should go play it, because it's... Or maybe don't, because you're going to waste all of your time. But I don't know. I've been loving it. Like, it's really been a great... It's been a great time. And I've found a game that I've enjoyed this much after a very, very long time. So... If you have any other fun game recommendations like this, please let me know, because I'm willing to waste more time in life, because that's exactly what I need right now. Segueing into the midterms that I mentioned. Oh my god, wait, I don't know if it's okay to talk about this on like a podcast and put it out for everyone, because what if it like reaches my professor? Do you think that's a possibility? No, right? Or even if it does, that's a problem. I'm gonna tell you anyways. Okay, so I had 2 of my 3 midterms. One of them was in an econ class. If you can't tell already, I'm a very hyper person. I love talking. I'm loud. And sometimes that becomes magnified when I'm stressed or anxious, which meant that my econ exam was not a fun time. You guys, we had 90 minutes to do this exam or whatever. And our professor gave us like extra time because we had to do the questions on paper and then take pictures of them and then scan them and upload them on Canvas. So for like, usually for an exam, I just upload an entire PDF file for whatever I write down and then I send that over, right? But for this specific class, we had to write down one question and then each answer had to be uploaded as a separate file in the Dropbox under every single question. Does that make sense? I heavily underestimated how long this shit is going to take. So I was left with 30 minutes on the exam and I was left with one 42-point question. And I start freaking out because I was like, wait, I'm left with one question, this whole question, and I haven't even uploaded, scanned, or taken pictures of any of my other questions. So I start freaking out and I quickly like scammer together like all of these... Scammer? What the... That's not even a word. I quickly get together these pictures of my answers and then I post it. No, I didn't even post it. I'd like converted it into PDF files and then I send them to myself, and then my laptop crashed. So I spent like 15 minutes trying to figure out how to upload these answers to Canvas, which usually never happens. I don't know why I was just like not functioning in the most important time, but that's fine. It's okay. Turns out then that I had 15 minutes left and a whole freaking question to go. So I start like writing down shit, and it's math, right? This econ class is basically math. And so I can't even like bullshit it. Like, it's like you're either right or wrong. So I start putting together this answer. I realize that I messed up, but I don't have any time. And so then I literally hopped on a Zoom with my professor and I started like almost crying. It was the most obnoxious thing. I was like, oh my god, professor, please, can I have some extra time to upload? Because like, I'm stressed and this isn't working. And like, I got some extra time to upload, but like, it wasn't enough because my power was just not cooperating. And it was a mess, you guys. And so I ended up posting my answers and I wasn't happy with them. And then our professor sent in an email to the whole class, because everybody had this problem. And he said, you guys, I'm going to give you an option. You can decide to discard this midterm and take a cumulative midterm at the end of the semester. And then we'll swap out your grade. But the catch is, you can't know what your grade for this midterm is. And I was like, say less. I will, okay, sounds good. So I dropped it. So basically, I still have a great grade in my class because I essentially didn't take a midterm on when I was supposed to take this midterm. So that was a very stressful time in my life. The other thing that's really been stressing me out, and I mentioned this, is getting, like, finding an internship for next summer. I feel like, okay, and this is gonna get kind of deep, so that's, which is a weird segue because I've been talking about just, so yeah, I've been really stressed with finding an internship, and in this whole process, I realized that we live in this society that kind of pretends that you have a say with what you do in your life, but you don't. Like, it's almost like a given, like, oh, she'll go to high school, like, she'll graduate, then she'll go to college, and then she'll graduate, and she'll get a job. And I feel like, especially now, because, like, this specific generation, like, my generation is, I think that we're all overachievers in some sense. Like, everyone's doing something productive with their life. So you're in, like, this pool of really smart people, and I'm seeing all of my friends get internships and jobs, and I'm just sitting here stressed out because I'm like, I don't want a 9-to-5. Like, I don't want to do this. And I feel like it's so hard to be able to say that and have that conversation with people because it's almost what you're expected to do. And if you don't, and, like, if you decide to do whatever the fuck you want to do in your life, which you should, by the way, it's scary because it's almost like there's no returns on what you want to do. Like, what? Okay, it's like, I love dancing, but, like, I can't become a dancer suddenly. Like, how am I going, like, how do I make a living off of it? You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people make a living off of it, but that's because, like, they've grown up doing it, or, like, they've invested insane amounts of time in it. Like, how do I do that? Like, you have to be insanely good. I know it's gonna be fine, and I know when I'm 80 years old, I'm gonna look back at this and think about how stupid and naive I was as a 20-year-old, but it's kind of still scary, and I feel like me not being able to put it into words is exactly, it's representational of what this feeling is. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. It's like this impending doom. It's not impending doom. I know it's like, it's gonna get better. But I think it's just like a really stressful time. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. I don't know. If you have any like tips and tricks for dealing with this fun and fresh time, please let me know. I also feel like in this specific time, like, we live in a decade, or we live in a generation where every single second of your life is supposed to be devoted to some sort of productive output, or, like, adding value to yourself, which is basically capitalism. I'm telling you, the whole problem is capitalist society. It's a hamster's wheel. Like, we're all just running. We don't know what we're doing. It's a rat race with no finish line. Like, it's just stressful and unnecessary. And I feel like even if you do know that, like, even if you recognize that, it's so hard to break the cycle and stop and ask yourself what the hell you're doing and why you're doing it and what the point of it is. Like, what is the point of all of this? I don't know, man. I'm scared. But anyways, that was not what I was saying. I was saying that I think we live in a generation where we want to have productivity at every single point of time. And that means that I feel so guilty for doing the things that I love sometimes. Like, I love painting, and I love just putting on my favorite TV show and, like, sitting down with the canvas and, like, creating that. And it feels like sometimes I feel so guilty because I'm just like, oh, but I'm wasting time. Like, I'm not doing homework, or, like, I'm not sending out emails. Like, I'm not networking. You know what I mean? Which is so pathetic. Like, why? Like, I want to do it. Why don't you do it? So that's one thing that's really been bothering me. I feel like, for me at least, I think what helps me with this at least is, instead of giving myself break windows for, like, oh, my break is from noon to 2 p.m., I, like, do it the other way, and I give myself windows for working. So I'll say, okay, I'm going to work from noon to 2, and then I'll work again from 6 to 8. And I feel like that, just changing that around, changes my perspective on my day so much. So then it looks like, oh, I'm going to live my day with some work in the middle, as opposed to, oh, I'm going to work today with 2 seconds of breathing in the middle. Do you see what I mean? And so I feel like it's at least for me, a lot of that feeling has been worked on by just giving myself time frames where I just should get only work done, and then I can just live my life, because I feel like otherwise I'll just always be working. So maybe you can try that. I don't know, that's such haphazard advice. Like, this episode has literally no, like, organization. I'm just like, hey, let me give you two story times, tell you what I'm stressed about, and then maybe try to fix your life, because that's probably what you're here for. Or if you're here just to listen to me rant, then thank you. I feel like this episode has had so much go into it already that it's quite a mush, it's quite confusing, but I still had a really good time recording, and it's been nice to do this again. Like I said, I am going to be more regular with this, because I really want to be, and there's no excuses there. So, with that said, I hope you enjoyed this welcome back episode with 2.5 stories and half a cup of advice. No, I mean like 30 seconds of advice. And mostly me ranting. I hope it was like a good break for you from whatever you were doing, and I hope I could make your day a little better if you're having a shitty day. If you're having a shitty day, then please don't have a shitty day. How about you like do something you like doing and stop working and stop stressing out? I'm such a hypocrite. I should take my own advice. But anyways, I will see you next Wednesday, I pinky promise. And until then, I hope you have the greatest week of your entire life.